Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Breastfed Babies Cope Better with School Stressors. Breastfeeding offers a host of benefits to both mother and baby. These include a stronger immune system for the baby and faster weight loss for mom. There are even some mental health benefits from breastfeeding, such as a stronger parent-child bond. But researchers have found another bonus. Children who are breastfed seem to cope with stress and anxiety better when they reach school age. A study reported in the journal Archives of Diseases in Childhood shows that breastfeeding is linked with resilience against psychosocial stress linked with parent divorce or separation. The study group included 9,000 children between the ages of 5 and 10. Children who were not breastfed and whose parents were getting divorced or separated were 9 times more likely to be highly anxious when compared to other children. But children who were breastfed as infants and whose parents were getting divorced were only 2 times as likely to be highly anxious. The authors say perhaps the physical contact between mother and child in the first few days of life helps. This may help form certain neural and hormonal pathways that affect a person's ability to cope with stress later in life. Breastfeeding experts have long been aware of the mother-baby bond that occurs during breastfeeding. Expert Liz Masseth says there's a lot of tactile communication and eye contact that promotes positive physiological responses. She says breastfeeding does seem to suppress stress responses in babies, and it does seem there's a protective effect. Dr. Judy Hopkinson notes that babies who are not breastfed may be able to reap similar benefits with lots of holding and touching. The study authors also suggest that the bond created during breastfeeding might affect the way the child and mother interact, and that effect might be long-lasting. Both Masseth and Dr. Hopkinson say it's very important to try to begin breastfeeding as soon as possible after birth, no more than 1 hour. Masseth says this is because the breasts contain glands that release the same scent as amniotic fluid, a scent that babies will recognize. She says if the baby doesn't latch on, it can lead to feelings of failure and concern about whether or not the baby is getting enough milk. Women shouldn't give up, she advises, adding that a baby's pediatrician will likely have information about local breastfeeding resources. For women who can't breastfeed, she says that skin-to-skin contact between mother and baby can also help build a similar bond. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.